Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of power right here on a Wednesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Liddell Willingham, Anthony Haney will take you up to 7 o'clock. Big thank you to our pal Nikki Javala hopping on the program. Always love catching up with her. I got an injury report for you coming up here before we get out of here. It's long. Injury report's long today. Some new faces on here as well. We'll get to that. As we roll throughout this 6 o'clock hour. I want to continue these calls, though, man. 301-230-0980. And Twitter's a mess right now. I mean, I'm being eviscerated to the point where, like, I got to let my ego show a little bit. I don't give a damn about what y'all say on Twitter. I don't. You don't know more than me. Some of you have never laced up a pair of cleats before. Some of you don't even know what the hell you're looking at. You're just burgundy and gold fanboys. That's okay. You put your hard-earned dollars into the product. I give it to you. But y'all not going to come keep disrespecting me on social media, young, because y'all would never say half the stuff y'all saying on Twitter to my face, ever. You don't have the gall. You don't have the gumption to do stuff like that. Y'all sweet for real, man. A lot of y'all calling me ashy, saying I don't know enough. I am ashy. Look. My elbows, I ain't gonna lie. And if I showed you my elbow right now, it's rough.
It's bad.
It's a WMD right now.
And look.
My elbow currently is a weapon of mass destruction.
I got some lotion if you ever need some.
Brother, you know how it is. I was rushing to get here to interview Nikki. You see I'm wearing long clothes.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody seeing my legs. What I got lotion them for?
Boy, finna start a fire.
I'm telling you. 301-230-0980. Let's get back on track with the question here. And I also want to play some more of this Kurt Warner for those of you that are just now joining us. The question is this. Are you at all concerned about JD5 moving forward? That's from a durability standpoint or from a performance standpoint. And then two, when he is medically cleared, should they play him even if they're out of contention? Or are you okay with shutting him down? Oh, my gosh. My brother Dre in Baltimore. What's going on, Dre?
What's up, Linnell? How you feel?
I'm cooling, man. I'm a little bit annoyed. I don't know if you on Twitter seeing some of the nonsense that's being spewed, but like
I can't do Twitter. I hate comment section in social media. Some people are just off their rocker. But you wild for calling people sweet. That's a hello.
I mean, I was reading Twitter instead of listening to you. I'm sorry.
No.
I heard what you said though. Some of these bammers are sweet because they wouldn't say it to me.
No, not at all.
Some of the stuff people are saying is really like crazy, bro. Like they get
internet gangsters.
You know what I'm saying? And maybe I should get off Twitter too. But the job kind of makes you be there. But
keep it fluid.
You know what I'm saying? It's interesting. I appreciate you though, man. What do you think here? Because you're someone that looks at this team. I know objectively you're a fan like we all are. But you can peep truth when truth is being spewed. Your thoughts on what Kurt Warner had to say, and then are you concerned about JD?
I agree with his assessment. He's a quarterback who was drafted in the fifth or sixth round and defied all the odds and made it to the Super Bowl with two different teams. His word is money to me.
Yeah.
And I remember I called a few weeks back and I talked about Cliff offense being fool's gold. Good design, but his rhythm. And I don't think they protected Jaden overall, just in terms of development, the play calling. They kind of created this complacency and this arrogancy that it shows because he's trying to play hero ball. I don't like that they didn't continue. They didn't have the continuity in the wideout room and draft a freak. Like, I don't care if he came from, you know, a double-A school. Find a freak. There's some. They're out there.
Yeah.
Just give people a shot, not these, you know, these has-beens. I hate that we waited till the third quarter to establish the run with Rodriguez. And then as soon as we started having success, we started getting cute and running, you know, running RPOs at the goal line or whatever type of play it was, zone read, whatever it was. I feel like we don't max protect enough, and the screen game is non-existent outside of bubbles to Debo.
Yeah, I want to see more of the running back screen. Let me ask you this, Dre. Is there any concern with you about the durability piece of this?
Yes. I like the idea of having him come back out and get his reps, but how many people in the NFL you could say come back from an injury three times, and this would be his fourth time coming back from an injury in a season? And I think he needs to sit and watch Marcus, because I think Marcus runs the offense just a little more efficiently on time. He gets the ball out. He's limited with his arm talent to some degree. And JD is way more explosive, but we have to protect him better. And even with the RPO game and the quick stuff, I just think this offensive line might not be capable of that scheme that he's trying to run. I think they would be better as maulers, you know, just moving forward, getting pushed on a defensive lineman instead of saying, okay, all right, this is a run pass option play. Okay, this is what Jaden's doing. Now we got to react to it. Now we got to hope he
picks
it.
I think there's definitely some merit there, Dre, and I got to get to some other guys, so I appreciate you. Let's go to our guy, Fast Daddy. Want to chime in? What's going on?
Well, no, man. I love you, man. I know you know what the cure is for ashiness is a little lotion, and we need some on that offensive line, man. I called your boy Rooster early in the season. I was complaining about we hadn't done enough on the offensive line. He was pushing back. Hey, we got Tonso. We used our first draft pick. Fine. But where's the other three guys? Where's the depth?
Yeah.
Look, man, JD is fragile, man. I'm going to say it right now. You know what the thing I loved about him last year was? They said he never played baseball. He doesn't know how to slide. He went out and learned how to slide. This year, he's trying to do too much, man. Yeah. You know?
I agree.
And I'm going to talk to JD right now. You want that the biggest contract of all time that they've been talking about? You better protect yourself, man.
Yep.
And these guys ain't doing it. Cliff Kingsbury, I don't care if RPO at the – in the fourth quarter with a nothingless game, you audible out of it and say, I'm just handing the ball up the middle, sir. I ain't doing squat.
Yeah.
So we need to get better on all sides of the ball. And I'm kind of disappointed we weren't trading dudes at the deadline, man. I mean, if the goal is to sign Debo next year, he doesn't play another down this year. This is a losing year. And I'm sorry, your young lady who jumped in before, I don't know what you guys are talking about. This year's done. You're playing there. You want this man to get hurt more. There's no one to protect him. He has no one to throw it to. We got Bill. He's a rookie who can't pick up blocks. I mean, come on now. Shut this guy down. Shut everyone down. That means something to you next year that's going to play for you next year. Bring all these dudes off the practice squad. I said this 2 weeks ago when I called in, and we wouldn't have had this injury. And I don't know, man. I'm just like, hey, It's time to be real. We went on all this year. It didn't work out. We got hit with the injury bug. Let's tell the fans we got to start. We got to start drafting dudes. We got to get young, and we got to protect JD because he can't protect himself. I'm gonna drop.
Appreciate you as always, Fast Eddie. Way to bring it. Let's go to our guy Nate out in Northeast. What's going on, Nate?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. I'm trying to keep the peace, man. I feel like I'm about to get jumped when I walk out the studio.
Yeah, I know, man. Just don't catch your body on Twitter, man.
I don't even, but look, this is the hard thing, man. It's so hard, and I've been talking to different folks about it. It's just hard for me to ignore it because they're getting crazy with some of the stuff they're saying.
I'm sure, man. Twitter gangsters, man, they're always at work, man. You know how they go.
For sure. What you think, though, man?
Yeah, man, my thing about JD, you know, people saying sit him down, whatever, man. He's a football player, man. If that's the case, man, then he needs to come to the game with some bubble wrap wrapped around him, man. You know, it's just his style of play. You know what I mean? And, you know, he kind of has, you know, that small frame. I think, you know, as he gets older, the body gets stronger, you know, and stuff like that. He needs to play. The reason why he needs to play is because more than likely, this is probably going to be the same offensive line that he's going to have come next year. And the more reps they get, the more playing time those guys get, the more chilling that those guys get, the better off that they should be. It's only like between Tunsil and Chris Paul, they have more games played together than Cosby and Carney.
Yes.
So, you know, that is very, very, very important. And for him to sit out, I mean, you're not learning nothing, you know what I mean, being on the sidelines. You're not getting nothing, you know. And the good thing is that we do get the best backup in the league with Mariota. So as far as, you know, a couple wins, we should be able to get some more victories. But as soon as he'd be able to, you know, to be able to play, he should come back because it is his non-throwing arm. It's not like it is his throwing arm. If it was his right arm, then okay, sit him out, you know, take some more caution or whatever. So I think JD Friday needs to go ahead, man, come on back, man, you know, and Godspeed to his health, man.
For sure. Appreciate you as always, Nate. 301-230-0980 is the number. A lot more to get to. We'll continue to take your calls coming up on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980. But first, you know what we got to get to. We got to get to the latest on the world of the woman, world of women's sports, presented by Allstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, oh boy. About 40 minutes left to go on the program. Here on a Wednesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today, Linnell Willingham taking you up to 7 o'clock. Anthony Haney taking your calls at 301-230-0980. Heck of a lot more to get to. We'll get you a fresh installment, an L Super Six-Pack, coming up here momentarily. But I do want to continue to run through the rest of these calls and revisit the conversation that we've been having pretty much all show long. If you're just now joining us and you haven't heard my thoughts on today, I think it's very clear, whether you all want to admit it or not, Jayden Daniels has regressed some in year number two. That's fine. That's fine. Regression happens in life, people. Doesn't mean I don't think he's going to be the long-term answer at quarterback. Doesn't mean he's a bust. It means exactly what we're saying. He's regressed some. He's got to get back to playing on time. He's got to get back to throwing with anticipation. He's got to get back to throwing with timing. And those are all things that come with reps. That's my thing. Those are all things that come with reps. Jayden Daniels is a phenomenal individual, a phenomenal person, more than anything. He's going to put the work in. His failures this year, and failures is such a strong word. That's why Anthony always says I speak so matter-of-factly. His shortcomings this year don't got anything to do with his work ethic. Remember some quarterbacks here in town, there were questions about, well, are they watching the tape? Are they putting in the work? It's not the problem with him. Against Seattle, he was gunshot. There was an unwillingness to hang in the pocket and make the throws. To me, it's about him not wanting to get hit, I think. And I'm not trying to call him soft. He's just been banged around all year long, man. It takes a toll on you mentally to where his mental clock in the pocket, I think, is sped up. And I think he's not taking the profits that are available to him. It is his job, and he did a tremendous job at it last year. It is his job, though, ladies and gentlemen, to keep this offense on schedule. Point blank. It's his job to keep them on schedule. What do I mean by that? If it's first and 10 and there's a 4-yard completion available to you, throw it so you can get to second and 6. Point blank. So he's got to get back to playing on time. He's got to get back to playing on schedule and being willing to hang in there and make the big boy throws, knowing he's going to take it on the chin. With that being said, I think he's got to return to the lineup when he is healthy enough to do so. He needs the reps. Point blank. Let's go to Chuck in Chantilly. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The thing that I was looking at is that there's a actual measuring stick to all of this, and his name is Marcus Mariota. If Marcus Mariota gets in there and he's not getting banged around and he's making the throws on time and whatnot, behind the same offensive line and throwing to the same receivers, that'll tell a big story. Mm-hmm. If Marcus Mariota had the same struggles that Jayden Daniels have, that'll also tell a story. There is a measuring stick here, and as far as whether to bring him back or not. And I do question his durability because of the number of injuries. It's kind of hard to ignore him. And whether or not to bring him back, in my view, it depends on how Marcus Mariota do. If Mariota gets them to the point where they are in the playoffs and he lighten it up, I'm not going to pull that man out of the game.
No, I am.
And replace him. I'm not gonna pull that man out of the game and finish with Jayden Daniels because I think he's at that point he would have earned the spot. This is not a Jayden Daniels team. This is called the Commanders team, and I'm not gonna sink the ship on all of them for the one player. I'm just not set up that way.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, but if Mariota's having the same struggles that Daniels is, when Daniels is healthy enough, you know, put it this way, if they are out of playoff contention and Daniels healthy enough to come back in, I'll put him in. But if Mariota takes him on a trip, I'm not going to pull the plug on that man, because he would have at that point he would have earned the opportunity to finish the job.
I appreciate the call. I hear what you're saying. I don't necessarily agree with it all the way. John is in Oklahoma. What's up, John?
Hey, I gave you a big compliment. Then he called you Doc at the first, didn't he?
Did he? I don't know.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Anyway, hey, I can be listening to your show and listen about how, you know, serious you are, try to be or whatever. And I just tell you what, this makes me in a good mood, man. Lightens me up a little bit to hear you talk so serious, man.
I appreciate it.
Feel good or whatever. Yeah. Well, you're welcome, man. I appreciate it. But, you know, I've been waiting on this guy 30-something years to come along, man. And I say we set him down, man. Let's let him get better. If we win, beat Detroit this week, you know, hey, we might have a chance. I don't know. We can beat anybody if we can beat them. You just never know. But I don't think we got him. But he had too many. He started out with a rookie right tackle, and he went up against probably, some of the four best defensive ends. I know those first two games he played, those were two of the best defensive ends, and they came free so many times. I don't can't even count Lane, I think, that New York Giants tight end. But, you know, a quarterback can elevate a team that's not players. They make you think you're into to the end of the game, to the very end. You know, they can, you know, Rodgers and, you know, the better quarterbacks. And that's how he did last year. He elevated the team, I think, somewhat. But our receiving core, even if you look at it, a lot of people don't think Terry's a 1A receiver. He can lull them to sleep, and he makes some big plays. But, is he a true number? I think a true number one receiver's got to be about 6'3 to start with, 6'4. You know, the great ones are usually really, really tall. The better ones don't, in my book. And then, you know, our number two receiver and three receiver and four, we're down the line, we're not, you know, across the line with him. We just hadn't had the greatest receiving group. Even when we got Samuels in here as the number two, I mean, come on, he's a run gadget play receiver and all that, you know, but he don't line up to be a true number two receiver, I don't think.
I think there's plenty of conversation to have about the receiving core, whether or not they have the weapons or not. I continue to say that, to me, the bigger problem on Sunday was not the receivers. It was Jaden Daniels not pulling the trigger. Foo! What up, Foo?
What's up, Linnell, man? What's up, baby?
What it do, brother? How you doing, man? I peeped your follow on Twitter, too. I think I followed you back, right?
I think so, man. You know, for sure. I try not to spend too much time on social media.
Hey, man, I got to stop. I got to take a page out of your book, bro, because I'm getting – I got to get off of there.
you got to, man. It's a lot of negativity on there, bro.
For sure.
But I will say I was at the game on Sunday night, man. When it was 28-0, I was on your type of time Halloween. I said, you know, the Denzel meme, I'm going to leave here with something. My team may be losing, but I'm gonna try to leave here with something.
I feel you. What do you think, though? Are you in the camp of shutting them down for the rest of the year? Would you bring them back? And are you worried about the durability at all long term here?
So I personally would shut him down. I don't think him playing 2-3, possibly 3 games in the end of December, early January, and who knows what's going to be around him during that time. I don't think in the long term that's really going to benefit him. I'd much rather him fully focus on getting healthy, fully focus on learning from, you know, watching from the sideline. I got another analogy for you, man. You know, we live in such a time where nobody appreciates what they have. It's like, you dated a girl, or you met a girl, and you're starting to date her, and everything is great. You bring her around your mom's. Your mom loves her. She ain't got no daddy issues. She's very mature. Mm-hmm. You're like, wow, I could really see myself, you know, building a future with this person. And then a year down the road, you know, you have a little miscommunication. You have a little bump in the road. That's not the time
to then start looking elsewhere and have wandering eyes and be like, ooh, let me see if I can get with her. Or, ooh, she looks kind of good. It's like nothing good is going to come unless you grow your – what did Cole say? It's always going to be a whip better than what you got.
I'm
There's always
going to
be some clothes fresher than what you got. There's always going to be a girl that's better on them tours. But it ain't never going to matter until you love yours, all right? We got to appreciate Jaden Daniels. Is he a perfect player? No, by all means. The number one thing he has to work on is durability. How do I fall and minimize minimize the risk of me getting injured? He has to learn that. There's no shame in
For
that.
Sure.
Two things can coexist. We can have a franchise quarterback that has to learn how to read the RPO better, that has to learn how to take less hits, that has to learn how to live to see another down. But two things can coexist at the same time. But what I will say is, you know what I'm done with? I'm done with Cliff's offense. I'm going to be so real. I'm done with that offense.
I think a lot of people are.
Give me a real West Coast offense, man.
And I think that's actually crazy because West Coast principles definitely cause you to – you need to be able to play on time in the West Coast offense. Jaden can play on time. For whatever reason, Sunday he didn't. And it wasn't just Sunday. That's just the breakdown that we had from a trusted person. We saw this versus Green Bay at times. We saw it versus on the play that he got hurt against Dallas. Zach Ertz is right in front of him. Throw the damn ball. I'm not concerned, though, big picture. I believe in the player. I believe in the character of the player and the work ethic. He's just – he got to let it go, man. He's got to be understanding and willing to hang in the pocket knowing he's going to get hit, knowing he's going to take it on the chin. This should be good. Mark and Largo, what do you got, man? Are you going to dunk on me or are you going to understand that I just try to bring logic to the conversation?
Well, now, do I ever dunk? I very rarely dunk on you.
If I deserve it, I deserve it. But yeah.
No. I think Kurt Warner was absolutely correct on that. And that being said, here's what I think is the biggest problem that the Commanders really, really have, okay? What's the two things that's been continuous these 2 years that Dan Quinn's been in charge? Bad defense, they can't stop anybody, and Cliff Kingsbury's running game is non-existent. So everything falls on Jake. I totally agree with you. He should take everything. He does this and does that. I'm going to be bluntly honest with you. I think Jaden's tired of being the Superman guy. I think he's tired of it. I think everybody it seems to me like he's given a lot to the organization, and I don't think the organization has done the same thing. And that's keeping it real. And I just think that, yeah, I think he was pressing. Yeah, I think he should follow people. I don't think he trusted – he don't know the people out there. He's not familiar with them. I think – and you know what? You know what, Linnell? Let me tell you something, man. I think what you're seeing this year is you're seeing a lot of players who, because Terry was treated like he's treated, I mean, if you're Jaden, who's to say Adam wouldn't do that to you?
No, I think that's a little bit of a stretch. But
that's not
a little bit
of a stretch.
I get the overall premise. You're wondering how the treating and handling of Terry – impacted the morale. How did it impact the morale in the locker room is what you're asking.
Right. And here's the other thing, too. I agree with you. Cliff King, look, he needs an NFL offense.
Yeah.
Let's just say that. He needs a Kyle Shanahan offense. And I know Adam Peters is familiar with that. He can get somebody over here to teach him. Look, both Witt and Kingsbury are probably going to be gone at the end of the year. Both of them are going to be gone. You're going to have a new DC. You're going to have a new OC. And Jaden's got to get down and dirty with those guys. And here's the other thing. You know, go out and get him some receivers.
Yeah, have to.
Go get him get him a big receiver. Please. Help this brother out, man. He's done a lot for this team, man. And I just think that they don't do the same. And I know you agree with me on this. He has done a lot, but I don't feel he may feel that the organization hasn't done the same for him.
We'll see. Mark is in Chevy Chase. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing? Early happy birthday. I know we share the same date.
Ah, we do, my man. You're about a week early, but it's all good.
I love your passion. To all the naysayers, I think you're the best voice in town for Washington football for the Commanders.
I
know this is
going
to sound kind of – I think you covered everything in the show about Jaden. All that I'm going to say is let's keep it burgundy and gold. Let's get rid of everything else and let's get a new helmet design. Because at this point, I'm retiring that stupid W combination with the burgundy and gold. It just didn't look right, and it's in my mind now. You know, that combination,
it's probably the only good thing that we saw on Sunday Night Football. But I appreciate you as always, Mark. Wow. We'll get back on track here. Coming up, we'll quickly run through our Super Six Pack on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 301-230-0980 is the number. Wednesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Lynell Willingham, Anthony Haney riding with you for about another 20 minutes. We'll have Wizards basketball coming up tonight here on the Team 980. I actually got to stop doing that. I have this terrible habit of just assuming what's coming on. We have the Caps in action tonight as well, so we may have Caps over here on the Team 980. You will hear Talking Terps later tonight with Maryland basketball head coach Buzz Williams, so make sure you keep it locked on the Team 980 all night long. So after we get off, you will get BetMGM the night for about 15 minutes. Then you'll get our coverage of Wizards and Celtics, Darius's Celtics, Wizards and Beantown tonight, taking on Jaylen Brown and those Boston Celtics. Well, before we get to that, we'll touch a little bit about the Wizards on the way out. Before we get to that, me and the committee, up late night once again, burning the midnight oil to bring you all the most highly anticipated power ranking segment and all the sports talk radio. It is time for No Super Six Pack. Let's get right into it. We're going to start in the with the category of almost but not good enough. You know how we get down. The three teams that were almost good enough to make the list but just didn't. I'm going to start with the Kansas City Chiefs. Last week's number one team on the list, now no longer. They're on the outside looking in after their loss to the Buffalo Bills this past weekend. Defensively, they just didn't look very good. Pat Mahomes, anybody that got to watch, and I'm sure all of you got to watch because the NFL had that game on across the country. Pat Mahomes, if we're being honest, just didn't look very good on Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. 15 of 34 250 yards and an interception. He was sacked three times as well. Their passing offense looked totally out of sorts. But shout out to the Buffalo Bills, who will be on this list a little bit later, as you know. Also in the almost but not good enough category, the Indianapolis Colts. Tough loss on Sunday to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The reason they're on the outside looking in is they've now shown their major flaw twice. It is their pass protection up front in these big-time games. And their two losses against Pittsburgh and against the Rams, they got dominated up front. Now, the story against Pittsburgh was I don't think they stuck with the rushing attack long enough. Jonathan Taylor, when they did run him, had success. Daniel Jones wasn't good. Turned the football over too much. Shane Steichen's got to get under center and run the damn ball. But they made a big-time trade yesterday at the deadline that we'll talk about before we get out of here, acquiring Sauce Gardner. I love the move for them. I think they are legit in terms of the AFC landscape. We'll see how legit they are as they continue to play real teams. The Tampa Bay Bucks wrap up our almost but not good enough category. They're battered by injuries. They continue to overcome it. The thing about the Bucks, like, they're 6-2. They can only be so far away from this list based off of their record. When they get healthy, they are a team that I would 110% buy into. Now let's get to the real list. 6-1, my top six teams in the NFL. Number six, the Detroit Lions. Yes, they're number six and they lost last week. They were number three on this list entering week number nine. They lost at home to the Minnesota Vikings. Brian Flores, concocted just a demonic defensive game plan. And he exposed a flaw of one Jahmyr Gibbs, who got his ass whipped all day long in pass protection. Was getting ran through, was whiffing, wasn't staying in at times. I love Jahmyr Gibbs. He's a damn good back. Got to get better in pass pro. I'm not going to ding the Lions too bad for their loss because it was in the division, and I do think that they're one of the best teams in football still. Their three losses on the year to the Packers, Chiefs, and Vikings. Not bad. They're coming to the nation's capital coming up this weekend to take on the Washington Commanders, and they're 8.5-point favorites. Number five, no Super Six Pack, top six teams in the NFL. The New England Patriots, they had another signature win. Their second of the season this past weekend against the Atlanta Falcons, 24-23. They almost choked it away. It was a really good game if any of you got to watch it, man. Really competitive. Patriots have all of a sudden won six in a row. They are 7-2 and atop the AFC East. Their next couple of games going to be interesting. They take on the Tampa Bay Bucks on Sunday. Then they got a short week against the Jets. Then they take on the Bengals, Giants, Bills, Ravens. So we're going to find out just how for real the Patriots are. I happen to think they're legit. Drake May just continues to ball out of control. And I don't know if y'all knew this, but Pop Douglas is a damn dog. You look at their supporting cast. Pop Douglas, Matt Collins, Stephon Diggs, Booty. Dude's just making plays, man. Love it. Number four, Enel Super Six Pack, top six teams in the NFL. The L.A. Rams, they were on a bye this past week, but the last time we saw them, dominating win over the New Orleans Saints. They take on the Niners coming up this weekend. They lost to the Niners at home on Thursday Night Football earlier in the year. They got to get it back in blood this weekend, man. I'm a believer of the Rams. Puka Nacua should be back and healthy and ready to go. The Rams are just really solid, man. Good on offense, good on defense, on both sides of the trenches. My only question mark is corner when it comes to the LA Rams, and they made a big-time trade to acquire Roger McCreary, and we'll see him make his debut this weekend for the LA Rams. Come in at number three in the Super Six Pack, the Seattle Seahawks. Don't need to say anything else. They dominated the Commanders. They have looked as good as any team in the NFC all year. I think the reason people are kind of slow to crown them is because they don't really believe in Sam Darnold. Their two losses on the year coming against San Francisco and Tampa by a combined 7 points. Lost by three to Tampa, lost by three to San Fran in the opener. They're legit. They take on the Cardinals this weekend before heading to L.A. to take on the Rams the following week. They traded for yesterday, Raheed Shaheed. And for them to have another deep threat, to go along with Jackson Smith-Njigba, who's getting double-teamed out of the wazoo. They're legit, man. I don't know what flaw they have, Real quick, Ant. Do they have a flaw? I don't think they do.
I mean, the run game.
The run game that went crazy this past
week. You're going to have to be able to run the game in the months of December and January. So,
yeah.
They can't do that. Good luck.
Because then you're putting it all on Sam Darnold, and we know what that looks like. So, Ant's pretty right on that. I think that is their only flaw, is the run game not as consistent as you would like it to be. Not that Washington is some sort of litmus test, but they actually didn't run it that well against us either, if we're being honest. 24 carries, 88 yards, and a touchdown. 3.7 a pop. They got to get better in that area, but I think they will. Number two, the Buffalo Bills. Big-time win this past weekend against Kansas City. They dominated that performance is the best way that I would put it. I really think, looking at Buffalo, their defense is their Achilles heel. Their defense played their best game of the season on Sunday against Kansas City. Josh Allen's playing well. They have the balance in the backfield with James Cook. I think they're going to meet probably in the AFC Championship, unless the Colts have something to say. Do we get Colts and Chiefs this week? Is that this week, Ant?
No, Colts Falcons.
Colts and Falcons. Then I think the following week you get Colts and Chiefs on Monday Night Football. That's coming up
here. They have a bye week, and then they play the Chiefs on Monday Night Football.
So there we go. We're going to get that coming up sooner rather than later. That would be a real litmus test for the AFC and where things stand. Number one, the Philadelphia Eagles. Who else would I put at number one? To me, they're still just the best team in the NFL. Solid on both sides of the football. They haven't really been hit by the injury bug, and they made the big-time trade at corner that I think will help them out ultimately. That's going to do it, though, for the Super Six-Pack. Lions, 6. Patriots, 5. Rams, 4. Seahawks, 3. Bills, 2. Eagles, number 1. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll touch on the trade deadline from yesterday. And then Anthony has a grade for the Super Six-Pack. All that and more next to wrap up the show. Let's put a bow on this bad boy, man. It has been an electric show. Appreciate all of your calls. Appreciate Nikki Javala hopping on with us. Appreciate you, Ann, as always. I don't know how much I'm going to appreciate you after I hear the list that you gave my Super Six-Pack. After the grade, rather, that you gave my Super Six-Pack. At a point with these Super Six-Packs, man, like, can you give me at least some benefit of the doubt? It's a hard list to put together, considering how good everyone is this year in the NFL.
You think there are a lot of good teams in the NFL?
I think so, bro.
All right. I mean, so one, I'm going to give your list a B. Like, is the list to me is painfully average. I really wanted to say it's subpar.
Yeah. But
I'll give it a B. And the real gripe that I have with your list,
I know what
is the fact that you have the Lions at number 6. You know they have one quality win on the season, and that's against the Ravens. They did beat the Bucs, but the Bucs were without literally all of their weapons, all of them. Outside of that, they've lost to the Packers. They've lost.
Lost Casey.
Yeah, so like I don't really like their schedule. I think the Colts should definitely be on there. Granted, they did just get upset by the Steelers, but I think that's one game. The fact that they were within that game having 6 turnovers, you lost by 7 and you had 6 turnovers. That is insane.
I mean, they never really were within one score.
They were.
Until very late in the game. Like,
I mean, but still, Linnell, the fact that they—
Are you saying the Colts should be on here over the Lions?
Yes.
Okay.
No question.
I can hear that argument.
Outside of that, I mean, I don't really have a problem with the teams on your list. Maybe the order, you know, you can move around, but I think the Lions been on there, they should not be on there.
They're going to beat the hell out of us on Sunday.
Probably will, but guess what? We're not a good team. That goes to the point that I'm making. They do not have a lot of quality wins.
Hey, what can I say? It's your world, Ann. I'm just living in it. That's going to do it, though. If you want to get the podcast, Ant's got it up wherever you download your podcast. We're back with you tomorrow, same place, same time, right here on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.